Josh Hawley, Sarah Jiang, The Left Sold Out to Big Tech. By Sean Moran on July 26, 2019. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, slammed New York Times editor Sarah Jiang, contending that she and the left sold out to big tech and that she neglected to mention that her key expert is paid by Google. Controversial Times editor Jiang wrote an op-ed Friday, claiming that, under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, CDA, social media companies such as Facebook, Google, and Twitter have no legal obligation to serve as neutral platforms and they can discriminate against political views, including conservative viewpoints. Jiang also claimed that Senator Ted Cruz was wrong to say that the predicate for Section 230 immunity under the CDA is that you're a neutral public forum. Political neutrality has never been part of CDA 230, and to make it so would require a complete overhaul of the law, Jiang contended. Jiang attacked Senator Hawley's ending support for Internet Censorship Act as calling for government regulation of the Internet on an unprecedented scale, comparing it to the Federal Communications Commission's, FCC, fairness doctrine. Despite the Times' attack on Hawley's bill, one recent survey found that a majority of Republicans and Democrats favor the bill and nearly a majority of Democrats back the legislation. To bolster her argument, Jiang cited Baron Soka, the president of the libertarian-leaning tech freedom technology think tank. Soka claimed that social media companies allegedly censor Republicans more because their base spreads hate speech and fake news and conspiracy theories and what is either incitement to violence. Senator Hawley took to Twitter Friday to lambaste Jiang's op-ed, charging that the Times editor and the left have sold out to Silicon Valley. The Missouri conservative added that Soka, Jiang's expert, receives donations from Google. Don't think the left has sold out to big tech and their big money? Just read. At Sarah Jiang at Night Opinion you might want to mention your key expert here is paid by Google. Big time, Hawley wrote. The senator also cited a recent NBC News investigation which found that many conservative and libertarian organizations, such as the R Street Institute, Tech Freedom, the Cato Institute, and the American Enterprise Institute, AEI, received donations from Google. Senator Hawley has slammed these supposedly libertarian tech groups. Hawley also contended that the left has come to love big corporations because many large corporations agrees with the left and advance the left's progressive priorities. However, despite Soka's claim, many on the left, including the Times' Jiang, have propagated hateful rhetoric. Other leftists have celebrated and even incited violence. In another post, Jiang questioned whether white people are genetically predisposed to burn faster in the sun, thus logically being only fit to live underground like groveling goblins. Jiang also posted another tweet in November 2014 that read, hashtag cancel white people. Other leftists have celebrated violence and also called to arm far-left activists. Borat director Larry Charles said this week that the left needs to arm itself against MAGA people, suggesting that this is war. Sean King, a columnist at The Intercept, praised the Antifa activist who was killed when he attacked a migrant detention facility in Washington state. We cannot and should not wait until 2020, with the hope that we defeat Trump, to free these children, King wrote in June. We should liberate them now, by any means necessary. Soka said that both Senators Cruz and Hawley have distorted the meaning of Section 230. They're smart lawyers. And they absolutely know what they're talking about is a warping of Section 230, Soka said. However, even Senator Richard Blumenthal, DCT, recently agreed that Section 230 gives Google, Facebook, and Twitter a very excessively broad shield and legal immunity to moderate their content. Many experts such as former Federal Communications Commission, FCC, Wireless Bureau Chief Fred Campbell contend that Section 230 grants tech companies too much power to censor without significant legal recourse. Section 230 overrides the common law and says that these internet platforms can censor all they want and won't be accountable for anything, for a libel or any other falsehoods, Campbell said in 2018. The former FCC chief also said that claiming that amending Section 230 to end internet censorship does not create a new fairness doctrine. Campbell said that argument is a red herring. During the White House's social media summit, Senator Hawley charged that if social media giants wish to keep their government granted Section 230 legal immunity, they shouldn't discriminate, they shouldn't censor, they shouldn't shut us down. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.